Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Connect and be blessed by the teachings of Pastor Charles Inyaba, which will enable you to live a distinguished and supernatural life. Pastor Charles Inyaba is a young and anointed man of God and preacher of the gospel. He is the head pastor of the Hopeway Revival Church, a vibrant supernatural youth church, and the Praying Family, a non-denominational fellowship on KNUSC campus. Have an expectation and prepare your hearts to receive from God as you connect to the undiluted Word of God. Let's delve into today's message.
Yahweh, you reign.
Yahweh, you reign.
No other name like Jesus. Just thank Him for your life. You are right with God because of Jesus. Like a Father, we are grateful once again for this opportunity to remember 2,000 years ago You stepped into humanity, took upon flesh. We are grateful. In Jesus' name. Say a big amen. Amen. Give somebody a high five. Come on, walk to somebody and give the person a high five. And tell the person, you are going higher. You are going higher. As we are walking, things are working.
Like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all.
I just finished teaching on how to contact the glory of God when you come to church. And I said, one of the things, you see, never take the instructions of a man of God. You see, Christians are the cause of their problem, not the power of God. We are too rigid when we come to church because we think we know. Just because we read the Bible like the man of God does not mean that you will preach by the Spirit on a man. How can God locate somebody you don't menstruate? Come and give the man of God high five. And 3 days later, the person begins to move. So when a man of God says, walk to somebody, you stand there and be receiving. No, it's an evil behavior. Let me correct it. It's pride. It's not like you are trying to be like, oh, no, you are just fine. What standing there is pride. You are too proud. That's why God will not lift you. Stop saying mercy. John chapter 5, he says, whenever the water is dead, whoever rushed into it. He didn't say whoever watched it. Instructions are instructions. When the man of God says jump, you jump. When he says walk, you walk. When he says give somebody a high five, church is more supernatural than natural. Wait. When he says move, it could be that moment you are giving a high five to a breakthrough. Because listen, not everybody standing with you is a human being. Not everybody. That's what the Bible says. Be very careful to entertain strangers. Thereby many have entertained angels unaware. In Genesis 18, Abraham met angels. He ran to meet them. So in church, we do things to meet God. So when I say give work to somebody, it is not a gym thing. It's a spiritual thing. You never know why. Sometimes I can say, give the Lord a shout and sit down. Our bride, some of you will be like that for many years. And you may think it's a curse. It's not a curse. Your problem is you don't obey instructions. And that's how Christians we are. We are too big to obey instructions. When we go to the hospital and the nurse comes, we obey. When we come to church, when the pastor says this, it's that we are wiser than the pastor. We operate in the higher wisdom than the pastor. And that's why many of us may not be blessed by my ministry. You have to go to another church. I'm being honest with you. If you can obey the simple things I tell you, there is no big prayer I will pray that will work for you. You have to learn. That's why I took my time for 2 weeks to teach you how to. I have not stepped out for 3 days. I have not stepped out. And if I give an instruction, you think God will joke with it? That's why many of you will be around me and say, well, how come I have not, when you pray, I don't receive anything. But people say, you don't obey, you don't hear, you don't pay attention. When you come to church, be attentive to what the man is saying. He is the one God is working through. He is the one God is speaking through. So the price to pay in church is just attentiveness and obedience. Attentiveness. Don't let familiarity rob you. Familiarity sometimes is when you hear your man of God so much that when he gives certain simple instructions, you are too big to obey. That's what Michal did. She was too big to dance. She felt like, what is David doing? She didn't see herself as someone who should join to dance. So she was criticizing. And the truth is, anything you don't join in church, you become a critic of it. And a baby, you should walk about. So by the time you realize, instead of walking about to the blessing, you are walking about to the curse. Because what you don't understand when you criticize, there is a punishment on it. Give the Lord a clap and a shout. Hebrews Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Now many people don't, please, if I'm preaching, don't be on your phone. Don't respond to a chat or anything. And some of you, that is the curse of Satan over your life. I saw a number of reply messages.
We don't respect God, though. Forgetting that the God you have come to, he sees what the pastor doesn't see. So whilst I am preaching, you may be deceiving me that you are typing. But the God to reward you, the one to reward you, sees that you are replying the message. That's a disrespect to his presence. You can put your phone on flight mode and listen to the message. Say big amen. Now, can we all read one to go? I said, can we all? I didn't say, can I all? One to go. Now, knowledge simply means information. Now, let me say this. If you are not well informed, you may not appreciate Christianity. Christianity is basically about information. You may not appreciate what Jesus did on the cross if you are not taught what Jesus did. That is what the Bible says, for the lack of knowledge, my people, not Satan. Satan is not abusing them because they are not children of God. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. My people are destroyed because they don't know me. Since you priests refuse to know me, I refuse to recognize you as my priest. And since you have forgotten the laws of your God, I will forget to bless you. So the reason why God is not blessing you one way or the other is simply because you don't know him. There are many Christians who don't know what Good Friday is. It will shock you as I'm talking to you. Somebody is resting to go to their club in the evening. In the name of, I'm celebrating Easter. When you meet an average Christian and ask the person, what is Easter? They can't tell you. But they are kwewu. No, I'm not. Let's be, you know, it's like, I'm just thinking about it. Why is it that when it is Christmas, the worldly people take it up and they now, as I'm talking tonight, many clubs will be full. And the funny thing is, it will not be full of unbelievers. It will be full of believers, but who don't know their God. So many of us seated here, we know it is Good Friday. Why do we call it good? Can you call a day somebody is going to die good? There is a reason why the Bible calls it Good Friday. Now, if you don't know why it is good, you may not appreciate the day. You may not even sit down and reflect on the day to even appreciate what Jesus did on that day. Now, let me give you a classic example. Brother, come. Come, quickly. When I call you, run. Now, if you are sentenced to death because you murdered somebody, I'll pray for you after that. Because you murdered somebody, and one way or the other, this lady is a lawyer, then you have been in prison, you have been in remand for 20 years. Remando, you have been there for 20 years. Then this lady fights her way through as a lawyer. Then secures your deliverance. Would you ever forget her? Now you have been sentenced to death. Okay?
Yes, please.
For rape. Yes. Which is, I will pray for you after that.
Okay.
Or maybe probably yes, you have been sentenced to death. And you have been in remand. Every day the case is being taken. And remand is more painful than being sentenced. Two of us. You have been on remand for 10 years, the case, and every now and then you've been talking to your lawyer. How far with the case? I'm still working on it. How far with the case? I'm still working on it. How far with the case? I'm still working on it. Then she's able to bail you out. There are two things you will never forget: the one who bailed you out and the day you were bailed out. It is the most important days in your life. Why? Something special happened. You were meant to be in a situation, but someone came through, and because of the person. So you will not forget Good Friday when you know where you were and who brought you out of where you were. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Sit down. Father, he will not rape anybody. In Jesus' name. You will not murder. In Jesus' name. Whenever you go to any church and the pastor uses you as an example, let him pray for you. The moment he starts preaching, there's an anointing working. It may be that everything he said is even a prophecy for 30 years to come. So I reverse every bad thing. So my brother here will not forget what this lawyer, anywhere he stands, when he hears lawyer, this girl's lip. How many of you have days where whenever you hear Deborah, a certain Deborah names come to mind? Yeah. Me, as I'm here, there's a certain ringtone when I hear. I remember the days I used to talk to a certain lady. Yes. It is a day, but it is a normal ringtone, but it is linked to a certain day. You men.
Why are you laughing? You see, when I use the man of God there, you laugh. But when I use you, you say that church where the pastor uses us to preach. I'll start using you to preach. Say big amen.
So many Christians are at the club celebrating Good Friday. Easter. Easter bash. They come and see Christians. A Christian brother. In the name of we are bashing. So you may not appreciate today if you are not taught. That's what the Bible says. For the lack of knowledge, my people do what? Now, one of the scriptures you will need to appreciate what Jesus did is Matthew 27, verse 15, quickly. Today, I want to tell you some few reasons why it is Good Friday.
Yeah.
Why you need to celebrate it with a certain heart. Am I talking to somebody? Look at your neighbor and say, you're looking so amazing. Tell your neighbor, I like a wig. Is it your mother's wig or is your personal wig? Look at your neighbor's shirt and say, did you steal it? Some of you don't wear your original shirt at home. You take somebody's shirt and you put it in a bag. So all the ladies I see go to that washroom before you enter here. You go and change and you, it's like, no. Now when I sit in my car, I see some of them straight from outside, they enter the washroom. And I wonder why. Then by the time you realize, there are three things I usually see. A different wig on their head. Different muck on their feet. Or different top. Then when we close, they go there again, they change, they go home. So the question is it actually for you? Or it's for your neighbor? Am I preaching? Beautiful. Now, Matthew chapter 27, verse 15, quickly. Can we all read one to go? Now, it was the governor's. I have a lot of things to say. So, today is not going to be a prayer service. It's a teaching service. I want you to understand it. Now, it was the governor's custom each year during the Passover celebration to release one prisoner to the crowd. Anyone they wanted.
Uh-huh.
This year, there was a notorious what? How many of you have done notorious things? No, yesterday on half hour, a lady said she sleeps with both boys and girls. And she said, Pastor Elvis, ask God for forgiveness. Anytime people end their testimony by saying, Pastor Elvis, ask God for forgiveness for me. It means the things they've done, if another person doesn't add their voice, maybe God may not hear their voice. And this lady said, she has done things. That is a notorious person. And everybody seated there, you've done something notorious your parents don't know. Two of us. That is why on judgment day, we thank God at the judgment seat of Christ, our past will not be played back. If not you, your mother will say, "Hey, mana!" Then you will shout, "Mojana Gasa!" If not, I'm telling you, how many of you, your parents will be shocked to see certain videos? If for instance, if God brings a plasma, notorious things, different kinds of sexual styles, yeah, things your father has never done to your mother before, you are teaching somebody's son. You, as I sit there, always shouting glory, glory. Notorious girl. This year, there was a notorious prisoner, a man named what? Barabbas. Please, Chris, I entreat you. Let me correct you. Every lady asking you for an Easter gift, turn to my black man. Those asking that Easter gift. Easter is to remember what the death and the resurrection. Not when Jesus resurrected, did anybody bring him a gift? So you can buy two things: white handkerchief, black handkerchief. So black is for today, white is for Sunday. God bless you. Say big amen. Apostle, these are the things I don't like about you. I don't care whatever you like about me or not. Now, this year, there was a notorious prisoner. A man named what? Barabbas. I have gone. As the crowds gathered before Pilate's house that morning, he asked, which one do you want me to release to you? Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Messiah? He knew very well the religious leaders had arrested Jesus out of envy. Can we already want to go? So number one, Jesus is what? Innocent. And when a lady says somebody is innocent, they are actually innocent. Ladies are prophetic in nature, especially their dreams. Not just any lady's dream. Let me correct it. A lady filled with the Holy Ghost. Now some ladies, when they eat too much, they start having wild dreams. Yes. Just then, as Pilate was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent him a message. Leave that innocent man alone. So two things are noted here. A notorious man. And number two, an innocent man. Leave the innocent man alone. I suffered through a terrible nightmare about him last night. Meanwhile, the leading priest, the elders, persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas, the notorious person, to be released. And Jesus to be put to what? This was a prophetic symbol of God and humanity. Now, Romans chapter 5 verse 12. Some people may say that, but me, I've never sinned before. The Bible says sin entered the world through one man. Am I talking to somebody? When Adam sinned, sin entered what? The world. Adam's sin brought death. So death spread to what? Everyone. So through Adam's sin, everyone is a sinner. Everyone was born a sinner because of Adam. Now, you realize that in between Jesus and Barabbas, Barabbas was a notorious criminal. Jesus is an innocent man. On that day, Barabbas didn't do anything to be free. Jesus rather took his place. Imagine an innocent man taking the place of a notorious man. And Barabbas just went free because somebody took his place. Now look at this. They said they should put Jesus to death. That means it was a plan that they would put Barabbas to death. Then Jesus, an innocent man, goes, I am Jesus. Okay, he might come. You are Barabbas. This guy is meant to die. I am an innocent person. I have not done the things he has done. I have not gone to Koforidua before. I have not broken ladies up before. What are the things you've done before? Notorious things. Quick. I don't have time. Quickly.
Papa, please thank you for this opportunity.
It's an opportunity to tell us the bad things.
So please, number one, fornication.
Fornication?
Yes, please.
Notorious fornicator?
Yes, please.
Number two?
That's all. Fornication.
You've never stolen before? You've never slapped somebody before?
That one is a fight.
Yeah, it's a fight. It's a all notorious people are fighters. You've never added money to something to take money before?
No, please.
You've never stolen before?
No.
Hey! That one is a normal thing for every one of us.
So fornication and fighting.
And fighting.
Yes.
And lying.
Yes, please. Yes,
please. And lasting.
Yes, please.
And stealing, because everybody has stolen before.
Yes, please.
So you were a thief. So you realize that this guy is sentenced to death. I have not done anything. But Jesus rather took his place and said, go, I will die for you. Simple. The reason why you and I, now I can end my preaching now, but I'm not going to end. I have many things to say, so I will say it. I've given you a summary of what Jesus came to do. Good Friday is the day he intends, can I say this? Good Friday is the day he willingly decided to become sin so that you will become right. That's all. When we say Good Friday, it is a day we are remembering as Christians. How did we all sin? Through Adam. Adam's sin spread to all humanity. For everyone has, come on, for everyone has what? Did he say some? Everyone, look at your neighbor and say, you sinned. Now, look at this. Please, if you don't listen to me, you may not appreciate Good Friday. That is why I gave a classic example that you will never forget the day you were bailed out of a death sentence. And you will never forget the lawyer who bailed you out. So there are days you don't forget because that day marks a turning point in your life. That is why there are some people. I have a pastor friend of mine who armed robbers entered into his room with AK-47, pointed the gun to him, shot the bullet, didn't fire. Every year he remembers that day and celebrates that day. Why? It was a day he was meant to lose his life, but mercy said no. So when we say Good Friday, it is the day Jesus willingly. Now in John 1:1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was what? Now, how many of you know God is holy? God is righteous. Now, in Genesis, I'm going to take you through a series of scriptures, so please follow me very carefully. In Genesis 1, realize that what made God ask man away from him was sin. That means God doesn't entertain sin. And when God asked man out of him, man was given the opportunity to work his way back to God, and man could not. And because of the love God had for man, God decided to come to man. God, being holy, decided to come and mingle with unholy man. Am I talking to somebody? Do you know that presidents visit prisoners, but they don't stay with prisoners? God, being pure, decided to stay with impure people for 33 years. And after he stayed with impure people, through his decision, impure people became pure. And he took their place so that they would become pure. So, on Good Friday, it is good because God willingly chose to suffer what you should have suffered because of your sin nature. Simple. Now, the Bible says, for all have sinned. And Romans 6:23 says that, for the wages of sin is what? The wages of sin is what? For all have sinned. How did we all sin? Through Adam. Adam imparted sin into us. So we were born into sin. And God, being a good God, didn't want us to die. Now, let me show you where God, if Jesus had not died on our behalf, or if he had not willingly chosen to die on our behalf, where would have ended is where Satan is. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is what? Death. So where Lucifer is now is where we were meant to be. And God, being so good and merciful, didn't want you to end up there. So the first thing he did in the garden was to kill an animal's blood. Look at this. Sin should bring death. So instead of God to blame man for sin and sentence man to death, he killed an animal and blamed the animal for man's act. In Genesis. That is a shadow of the reality. So in Genesis, when God came, he was meant to cast man to hell as he did to Satan. But he cast man out of the garden. Do you know why? He didn't blame man's sin on man. He blamed it on an animal. For God so loved. It was in Genesis 3:16 we got to know that. The quantum of God's love. That's why angels said, what is man that thou art so mindful? Who is man? That you, instead of blaming man for what they have done, you are blaming an animal. So instead of God blaming man for stealing, God will say, it is not man, it is a goat. Because if he is to blame you are meant to go to hell. So that is why in the olden days, when a person sins, they bring a goat and they lay their hands on the goat. And their sins are imputed on the goat. And God rather deals with the goat as though it is he's dealing with a human being. So the best goat God gave to humanity was Jesus, the Lamb of God. Say a big amen. So it is the day Jesus willingly decided to die. The death you should have died and gone to hell. He died it and went to hell on your behalf. Is it not amazing that salvation is God working your way out of hell? You didn't do anything. Salvation, that is why when you don't accept what Jesus has done on the cross, you are rather telling God, I will pay the price. I will pay the price myself. You can't pay it. That is why he came to pay it. How many of you are going to cause problems somewhere and you needed somebody to come in? If someone doesn't come now, well, who has been there before? You have to call. Oh, no one. Yes, you have to call who? You have to call Lady Manel. Wow. She was your savior.
Yes,
and you will never forget that day. Because
yes,
that day, when I called you, you couldn't even utter a word.
Yes, please.
I said, hey, Junior. What was that name? Amen. So, let me say certain things. How many of you have gotten it so far? I've summarized what I'm about to explain. That is why it is called good. As much as it is bad, like the pain he went through, you see, when you were watching even the movie, you couldn't watch it. It is not 1% near what he went through. Because the Bible says you could count the reps. How can you beat somebody that you can count the reps? How can I, do you know that Bible says that when they beat him so much that you could not even see his face? And I'm going to show you the things he did, he went through for you and I. So that when it is Good Friday, you don't go and stand at Kwewe and give somebody donkey. You know, stupidity is taking over. That Good Friday, a day they carry the issue I am I know, will be the cock lab. Men look as we'll be after your mag war, we are cock lab. A pastor in Takwadi also went to a certain guest house with a lady. He has died. Straight to Skrokotum Munska. Going to hell. Somebody's wife. Taking the person to guest house. What are you going to do? I don't want to straight up. I'll be the phone better. Say a big amen. Now, what is Good Friday? Why is Good Friday significant? Jesus chose to pay the price for our wrongdoing. When Jesus died on the cross, all the world's sin and darkness was placed on his shoulders so that we and all people could have the opportunity to have a new life in God. Without the barrier of sin. So when Jesus chose to die on the cross, he paid for the sin that separated us from God so that we can have an opportunity to be with God. Say hallelujah. Jesus' sacrifice and atonement, the price he paid for all humanity, is reflected on by Christians and around the world. So the reason why we are celebrating today is because this is the day God took it upon himself to take the sin that could have taken you to hell upon himself and nailed it on the cross. So that whatever God was a righteous God. When you say righteous God, he's right. He has never done wrong before. You have been doing the wrong thing. And he chose to come and take your place as a wrong person. Then he imparted into you his right nature. So that's what we call righteousness is a gift, not works. Righteousness is not what you wear and what you don't wear. That's why they say you can wear trousers and camp, but not too tight. There are some churches, it is, if you don't wear trousers, you don't go to heaven. That means trousers came to die on the cross for you. There are some churches, they don't watch TV. That's religiosity. Say a big amen. How many people are learning something? Now, on our behalf, Jesus experienced the most excruciating and humiliating death of his life. He was mocked, whipped, stripped bare, and nailed on the cross. It was painful, undignified, and public. It was painful and undignified way to die. The path Jesus walked to the cross was the toughest journey everyone or anyone has ever faced. Good Friday is significant because Jesus endured every terrible aspect to give hope to the world. Like South Africa, Nelson Mandela went through a lot to ensure that these South Africans will enjoy whatever they are enjoying today. One man took a stand for a whole nation to enjoy peace. Jesus is beyond Mandela. Because Jesus' stand saved the world. Mandela's stand saved only a country. That should let you know how powerful and how wonderful Jesus is. It's better you clap. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Quickly. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Today we are going to close very quick. Can we all read? Want to go? For God made Christ, who never what? Can we all read it? As we're reading it, something is happening to your heart. Want to go? Who never sinned? To be the offering for our... So that we could be made what? So because of sin, we were not right. And God didn't like it. And God knew that the only way man can become right is when he takes the place of man. A man will take his place. Simple. So, for God made Christ. Did he say, for God said, don't wear, if you wear trouser, you are right with me? Yeah? That's a Christianity. It's not about trouser. It's not about not wearing eyelashes. Wear it and come. Wear it and come. Wear your nails and come. For God made Christ, not nails. And the nails will resource it. My face is never. Me busawo. Say week April was in Tamiensha. Fish if never. Who answer me? Fish if me. Koto if me. Kako if me. It's when you answer, you can see it. Mamon if me. Willie. At the no more Rick Company Limited. No more printer. No more there. But you better say, we will sanctify it. I sanctify every week. Wait. I sanctify every nails. Wait. Mama, no more say it to me. One day. It's today. Amen. So now look at in 2 Corinthians 5:21. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be a sin offering, a payment for the sin you and I have been sinning. Is it not amazing that when you give birth to a child, from the day the child enters this world, you don't need to teach them that stealing is bad, but they start stealing. Oh, come on. How many of you have realized once or cro- watching a free iron on over there when I say call as one thing about in your free Adam? Because God told that man, don't eat. Man ate. So that nature is in man. That simple nature is in man. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be a sinless offering, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right. Don't forget, when man sinned, man was asked from the presence of God. And God did not make man to be out of his presence. God made man to be in his presence. But from that day, God started working his way out to bring man back to his presence. Can I say this? God enjoys you more than angels. Yeah. That is why angels were shocked when God left heaven and came to earth. Angels were shocked that upon all the things we do for you, we bow our crowns, whatever, whatever, he enjoys you with your crooked voice, especially in your bathhouse. Yeah. How many realize that in the bathhouse you are the best singer ever? But when we say join the choir, you are always thinking about your voice. Say a big amen. Beautiful. Say beautiful. Now, can I walk you through some story? In the beginning, Genesis 1:26, in the beginning, God and man had a close... I'm going to give you a story to make you appreciate what Jesus came to do. In the beginning, God... I should have started this, but I just wanted to... I thought I've already summarized what I want to say, but I'm breaking it down. Say a big amen. Now, in Genesis 1:26, can we all read? Want to go? Image and to be like us. Now, if you make something in your image and for it to be like you, does it not mean that? Now, for instance, when you give birth, don't you love your children? Especially when you travel and you leave your baby, you are always, unless we're a wicked person that you don't even call to find out. Can we all read on? Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will." May you reign over wherever God has planted it. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, and all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals with the scurry along the. So you realize that in the beginning, God created man in his image and in his what? Genesis 3. And in Genesis 3, we get to know that God had an intimate relationship with man. God would often come to the garden, and one day, God came to the garden. Oh, Genesis 3. God came to the garden. And God said, as usual, "Hello, Adam. How are you?" There was no response. Oh, how many of us realize that when you sin, you don't even hear Jesus? You don't hear Jesus. There is a way you hide from God. When you want porn, you can shook your Bible away or put it under your bed, because it reminds you that God is near. As I'm even preaching, but you're not comfortable because you watch a black American porno, then you came. Hey! Yeah, I'm a prophet too. Whatever I use as an example, it is happening. Then the Lord called man and said, "Where are you?" For God to call man simply means that they had that relationship, that vibe. So God, in Genesis 1:26, God created man in his image and in his likeness. And in Genesis 3, God came. So that means that after God created man, God had a certain vibe with man. Only to realize that he left man and go, "Adam, let me check something here and come right now." Only to realize that Adam has done it. Adam has become Adam. "Adam, where are you?" He replied, I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. God was like, we've been flowing, so why are you hiding yourself? I was what? So sin makes you hide yourself. Number two, sin imparts fear. I was afraid because I was what? Naked. And God asked, who told you are naked? Who told you that you were naked? The Lord asked, have you eaten the tree? And at the end of everything, God asked man out of his presence. Who? So you realize that in the beginning, man had a direct contact with God. Am I talking to somebody? Man had a direct contact with God, and sin came to separate. For all have sinned and fallen. So sin makes you fall, or sin makes you separate. For all have sinned and falling short of the glory. The moment Adam left God, all the things he had control over, he lost it. That's why you have to be very careful about sin. It makes you lose control of the things God has given control over. For all have sinned and come short. Not come tall, come short. Sin cut short. You were tall. The more you commit yourself in intimacy with the Holy Spirit, you become tall in the Spirit. The moment you commit sin, what the Bible says sin, or you begin to indulge yourself in things the Bible is against, you begin to come short. Favor, you become short. You write exam, to you, you've written, but the lecturer says, what a foolish boy. 45. For all have sinned and come short of the glory. Today, may God restore you back to your glory. So, are you following my story? So, number one, in the beginning, God had a direct relationship with man, and sin came to separate it. Sin became part of man, which caused man to be far from God. Sin always caused man to be far from God. It's not a basis that even till now, when you do something bad, you don't even feel like coming to church. Oh, come on. Am I talking to angels? Even angels, Jude 1, they have been bound in a certain place. Angels did not keep their real estate because of women. In the beginning, it was because of a fruit. Angels also left. And they have not been able to climb back the stairs back to heaven. Hey. Sin became part after man left. When man ate the fruit, the next sin is murder took over. You see sin? Murder. The next sin was murder. Isn't it not amazing that sin is so dangerous? It will introduce lying, cutting short of the glory of God, hiding yourself from God. And the next moment, Cain and Abel appear before God. And God told him, sin is encroaching at your door if you don't do right. The guy didn't listen. Then he killed. Murder. Sin became part of man, which caused man to be far from God. Even though God desired relationship with man, but due to the sin on and around man, there seems to be this great gap between God and man. Isaiah 59, verse 1 to 3. Look at Isaiah 59, verse 1 to 3. So realize that in the beginning, there was a direct relationship with God and man. And because of sin, they became separated. And God was not happy about the situation. Am I talking to somebody? But sin brought the separation. God would love to talk to you all the time. God wanted to talk to man all the time. But sin was always a problem. So when God says, do you know whose name I just mentioned? It was Coco, but she didn't hear. The gap is too wide. So some of that's why sometimes you have dreams. It's like you are walking in a garden. The next moment you are at a finger junction. The next moment you are in the sea. It's like the Holy Ghost is talking to you, but sin is cutting the real message. How many of you have had some wild dreams? You can know that this one is of God. The next moment, you are not hearing it. It's like you don't know what. What at all is making all this happen? There's a possibility that sin has made you, separated you. It is making you hide from God. Whatever is making you hide from God, I curse it today. Listen, now look at Isaiah 59 verse 50. Now listen, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save, nor his ear too deaf to hear. To hear when you call, verse 2. Oh, come on. It's your sins that have cut you off. So sin cut, like in Genesis, sin cut man off. It is your sin that has cut you off from God. Because of your sin, he has turned away and will not listen what? Give me Romans 3:23. So I'm establishing something. In the beginning, it was not like that. In the beginning, man had a nice relation with God, and sin came, and because of sin, there was a great gap between man and what? God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of Genesis 3:22. And the Lord said, behold, the man has become one of us to know good and evil, and lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life forever. So you realize, God. Therefore, the Lord sent him forth from the garden to till the ground. So they were in the garden, and that was the meeting place between God and man. But when man sinned, God asked them out. Oh, Charlie, sin is bad. Oh. Sin is very bad. In the beginning, they had a wonderful relationship. God could call Adam, and Adam would say, God, oh, gee, what's up, nigga? Yeah. And when God was coming, he didn't come with the 24 elders. He left the 24 elders. God can tell the 24 elders, I'm coming right now, okay? Keep bowing, I'm coming. And they'll be asking, where is he going to? But they could not ask God. You can't ask God questions. You are asking God, you are asking the great I am, that where is he going? He will leave the 24 elders. Look at Revelation 11 and 12. What? Look at Revelation 11 and 12. And then a loud voice from heaven called out to the Revelation 5:11. Then I looked again and heard thousands of what? And millions of angels around there. And the living beings and elders. So this was the throne God was sitting on. And he will leave this throne and come and talk to man in a garden. Such a beautiful relationship. He will leave this throne and the millions of angels. So at the point the angels was asked, what is man? We are millions. Look at our feathers. Man has sakura, and that a man didn't have a boxer to wear. Adam and Eve didn't have a brazier to wear. Men were naked, but God's glory was our garment. Oh, such a beautiful relationship. Look at, what is man that thou art mindful, and the son of man that thou art. So there was a constant visitation in the garden until sin came. Sin brought the separation. So when sin brought a separation, a system was established so that man can come back to God. Are you getting it? In the beginning, God had a direct relationship with man. Sin came to separate them, and God brought there was a system, and the system is to help man to find his way back to God. This system is what we call the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, man had to work his way back to God. In the New Testament, God worked his way back to man. Are you getting it? Good. So now, a system was introduced for man to work his way into getting closer to God. Let me say this. If God does not draw closer to you, you can never draw closer to him. Can I even ask a question? You, get up. Yes. If I say, go and look for 2-4 right now, can you find a way? For 2-4. Can you go and meet him? If he doesn't extend an invitation, can you go and meet him? That's how it is. If God, open your den. Who are saying, I saw the truth and then him now. Maybe we have Gat and Achoki. I saw Kobo Nanaya Amani. I said, Muere and Kwasamu Koso. No matter what, you may not meet him 1-on-1. Can you meet him 1-on-1? So, number 3, a system was established. I want you to appreciate Good Friday. How many of you don't get it still? You don't get it. How many of you get it? In the beginning, man had a good relationship. And the relationship was broken by what? Sin. And God did not desire. Now, the Bible says in the book of 1 Peter that it is not God's will that any man to perish. That means that God doesn't want any man to go to hell. God wants man to have a direct contact with him. So a system was established. And in this system, man is to work his way to God. It's like, find a way back to God. Since you chose to disobey him, find a way back to God. God left man to work his way. So a system was established for man to work his way into getting closer to God. Sin always thwarted God's judgment. That was death. So for man to always get closer to God, man would bring an animal. Why did man know this system? Because in the garden, when man sinned, God introduced that system. The animal that was killed was to cover man, but not to take away the sin of man. Don't forget, when God came, he saw fig leaves. God is not a vegetarian. He's a living being, and he likes living things. So when he came and man had covered himself with something which doesn't have life, he was not interested in it. So God killed an animal and covered man. Just like when Jacob went to his father Isaac, he said, the voice is Jacob, but the skin is what? That is salvation in disguise. That God can know you, that this is your voice, but the body, when he touches you, you know that this is Jesus. Are you getting it? That all the stories in the Old Testament reveals Jesus is coming. That's what the Bible says. As Moses lifted up the cross and the rod in the Old Testament, that is how the Son of Man will be lifted up. And anyone who looked at the serpent was saved. And anyone who looked at Jesus, there's an angel at the back there. You know, angels are interested in what I'm teaching. They are just here. I saw one of them. They are just here. Pay rapid attention. So that when we are singing about crucified, you now appreciate that it was you. Don't forget, I just said that for all our sin, all of us sinned in Adam. We sinned in Adam. It was a direct impartation. We inherited sin from Adam. So we are all sinners. Look at you, Jack. Now we are sinners. Tell your neighbor, forget about the rake. Forget about the rake. It's not about the rake. Tell someone, forget about the muffler. It's not about the muffler. The muffler can muffler, but you're not muffling. Say a big amen. So he realized that in the garden, God killed an animal and covered man with it. So anytime God decided to strike man, he looks at the animal as though the animal committed the sin in the garden. That was the system God is. Are you getting it? Good. How many realize that God is so loving? Daddy, where they farm. That song is for God, though. Masa, ja. Where did Azizia na beko? But I meant to you, Papa. You better to you, Mama. You better just. You better not betting against no one. Abba. But I me pray that Mama to Allah. I want to have you to me. Where did Azizia when I say back is in your bed? I bet she singers. One of the two.
You still there, hold my hand.
Lover
of my soul, you know they break my heart. Sing about your mercy, sing about your grace. Are you there for my grace?
Hey, Leviticus 16:21. So a system was introduced for man to work his way into getting closer to God. Sin always attracted God's judgment. That was death. So for man to always get closer to God in the Old Testament, man would bring an animal and lay their hands. Do you know why they had to be Jesus? Because as a lamb, for him to take their sins to the cross, a section of humanity needed to beat him. And once they are beating him, they are laying their hands on the lamb to take it to the cross. So that is why he didn't say anything. Because the soldiers, they were representations of humanity. The same way through Adam, man sinned. The soldiers were representing all of us. So once they were beating him, they were laying our sins on him so that on the cross, as a lamb, he would die. Now let me show you something. How many people are appreciating what Jesus did on the cross? Now, can we all read this with so much energy? Want to go? Can we read this? Want to go? Give me verse 20. When Aaron had finished purifying them, do you know the funny thing? Jesus is called two things, the scapegoat and the high priest. Maybe I'll explain that later. He came as a lamb, but at the same time, he came as a high priest. That is why before they beat him, they had to put a garment on him and say, behold. They placed a garment on him as though he was a high priest. Oh, you study the Bible. That's why you have to study your Bible. If not, we better turn sobolo amount. Sobolo. Yes. When Aaron finished purifying the most holy place and the tabernacle and the altar, he must present what? Verse 21. He will lay both. Oh, come here, we want to go. So he will lay his hands on the goat's head and confess over it all the wickedness, rebellion, and the sins of what? In this way, he will transfer the people's sins to the head of what? And the Bible says Christ is the head of the church. That's why on Christ's head, they have to place a crown of what? Is that you're not getting it? Really want to go? Are you not seeing that the Old Testament was a shadow of the New Testament? And whatever happened in the Old Testament, it played out in the New Testament. Read it again. He will lay both of his hands on the goat's head and confess over it. And that's what the Bible says, that in Romans chapter 10, when you confess with your mouth, when you believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth that Christ Jesus is what? Is Lord. His Lord means that he is the Lamb that has taken away your sins. He will lay both of his hands on the goat's head and confess over it all the wickedness and rebellion and the sins of the people of Israel. In this way, he will transfer the people's sins to the head of the goat. Then a man specially chosen for the task will drive the goat into the what? The wilderness. That is the scapegoat. When he goes, as far as the goat goes, it means their sins are forgiven. As the goat goes into the wilderness, it will carry all the people's sins upon itself into a desolate what? When Jesus died, where did he go to? Deep. He took our sins to the deep. Are you getting it? Leviticus 1:2. How are you appreciating what Jesus did on the cross? So in the Old Testament, animals were used. But that was not the real plan of God. It was a temporal thing. But the main thing is Jesus. In our Leviticus 1:3, give the following instructions to the people of Israel. When you present an animal as an offering to the Lord, you may take it from your head. Realize that in the Old Testament, man was supposed to work their way. That is, man. If man sins, every year, man will go to God with their personal animal. But the animal, don't forget, for all has sin means that everything God gave to man became sin. The animals were contaminated. So even the animals man gave to God as a sin offering was even contaminated. God showed mercy to man. Are you getting it? Have you realized that when COVID-19 came, they were told not to use the same cap when those who have gotten it? So when man sinned, everything that was under the control of man, that is why Satan said, this, the whole world was given to me. Remember? That means the day man sinned, everything under the control of man became contaminated, including the animals. So we were even sacrificing a contaminated offering to the Lord, but the Lord showed us mercy. That's why Jesus is called the perfect Lamb of God. That means without sin. Give the following instructions to the people of Israel. When you present an animal as an offering to the Lord, you may take it from your herd of cattle or your flock of sheep. And what? That is, man taking from them their own farm. But don't forget, they were taking from even still a contaminated farm. Verse 3. If the animal you present as a burnt offering from the head, it must be a male with no what? Defect. God is still interested in what? No sin or any defect. Bring it to the entrance of the tabernacle so you may be accepted by the Lord. So the only way God accepted man in the Old Testament was in instead of God judging man, he was judging animals in place of man's sin. So man would come before God, and for man to have a direct, and those days when God, man didn't have a direct contact with God, they would stay in the outer court and the priest would be in the holies of holies. So man was not always in direct contact, but that animal was a representation that when the priest takes it there, and you know the amazing thing, in the olden days there were three courts, the outer court, the inner, and then the holies of holies. If the priest goes to the holies of holies and he pleads, that's the blood, he puts the blood, and there's a defect in the blood, God kills the priest. So he will do cray, if he does cray, it means I'm still alive. If they do cray and he doesn't do cray, it will crack. Yes, you're going to come home. Are you getting what I'm saying? Do you know why a Sunday is very important? Because Jesus entered us. He went to the Holy of Holies. If he doesn't come out, it means God has not accepted the offering. When the animal, look at, lay your hand on the animal's head, and the Lord will accept its death in your... So, why does God accept its death in your place? Because the wages of sin is what? So, anytime they lay their hands on the animal, they were transferring their sin, fornication, whatever. They transferred it on the animal. And instead of God killing them, God kills animals. This was a shadow of the reality. Are you following? Leviticus 17:11. The blood of the animal. The blood. Okay, Leviticus 17:11. I like the way you are following. For the life of the body is in it what? Blood. And I've given you the blood on the altar to what? Purify you. Making you right with God. But do you know that the blood of animals could not make us right with God? It was through Hebrews we got to know. That no matter the amount of blood shed of animals, we were still not right. Because the blood that was being shed was still a contaminated blood. Hey! Telling serious. Do you know that Noah sacrificed all the animals in his ship, which were right, but telling still the thing, you know the fancy. Say, hey. So, how many have gotten to know the system God gave to man? The system of you presenting an animal, laying your hands on the animal in your state. So, what if that day you don't have any goat? That means who will want to know? And you realize that God, realizing that man was trying, but man was struggling. How many realize that you try to stay pure, but it's not the work? That is why one way to be delivered is to accept that you can't be delivered and you need a deliverer. In Exodus 3, the Bible says the people of Israel cried unto the Lord and the Lord heard them. Don't try to do what you need a Savior to do for you. And that Jesus is your Savior. And today, whatever you are struggling with, after I'm done preaching, it is broken. You don't believe it? I said it is broken. It is broken. Sit down. So let me take you through again. Man was right with God. Sin separated man. A system was developed for man. And that system is bring an animal whenever you come to the Lord to worship. For you to be right with God, like as though you are in Genesis in the garden, bring an animal. Whatever sin you've committed, God will punish the animal for your sake. Are you getting it? Beautiful. Now, why is it Good Friday? It is Good Friday because God provided an eternal. Now, when I say eternal, eternal simply means a blood that will be speaking every day, not every year. Now, the blood of God spoke for some time. So, almost every year, you need to bring a blood. And it was not actually pleasing God. So, now, God knew that the blood of animals can't settle this case. It is an eternal blood. When I say eternal blood, a blood that is everlasting. That has a blood that has. When we say everlasting, it's like it doesn't have an end. And the only person who is everlasting is God. God knew that He was the answer to the problem of man. Animals was never the answer. It was a temporal thing. That's why almost every year they needed to bring animals. But God needed an everlasting. That's why the Bible says you have come to the mountain, or sprinkling, tell me that scripture. So why is it Good Friday? It is Good Friday because God provided an eternal blood that was set to intercede for man before His throne all the time. In the old covenant, the strength of the animal blood shed for the sins of man was short and temporal. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Was short and temporal. It didn't have weight to speak for you all the time. So that means that the day you don't have animals to sacrifice before the Lord, it means that you don't have. It means your sins are going to be imputed on you. And God knew that a day will come, you may not have any animal to sacrifice. He needed to provide for Himself a sacrifice that will speak forever. So even though when you come and you don't have a sheep or a goat, there is a blood already speaking for you. Shout hallelujah. So it is Good Friday because God provided an eternal blood that was shed to intercede for man on His throne all the time. In the old covenant, the strength of the blood of animals shed for man's sins was for a short and it expires. Every man's blood expires. But the blood of Jesus speaks eternally. Hebrews 10:4. Yes, you reign. Jesus, you reign. That's why we sing that song. Yes, you reign. Look at, for it is not possible. Now, don't forget, in the old system, what was used to atone for man's sin? The animal blood, right? But the Bible says that, for it was not possible. Okay. As I'm preaching, the Holy Ghost is taking me places. In 1 Peter 3, do you know that when Jesus died, he went to hell to go and preach to all Abraham and God? They were there waiting for Jesus to come and preach to them, because all of them were not purchased by the blood yet. The blood with which they were sacrificing with was not the pure blood. So they can't enter the Holy of Holies, which is God's presence, without that blood. So they were all waiting for Jesus. For it is not what? Really want to go? Booze and what? To take away. To take away. When Jesus killed the animal in Genesis, he covered them with the cloth of the animal. He didn't take away the sin. Because animals can I say this? God said, let us create man in our image. So the only thing that could restore man back was not animal's blood, because man was not created in the image of animals. Man was created in the image of what? God. So the blood of animals was a temporal thing for the main thing. How many of you know that some... I will not even say it, because some of you don't even know dessert. You don't know what we call dessert, one day somebody took me to a restaurant to eat. When I ate what they call dessert, I could not eat the real food. And they have so below there telling me to come back. I wish I could command my stomach be empty. May you not waste that opportunity. But I know some people, their stomach has different departments. Different departments. They have a department when they drink, the water stores, they store water. Why are you pointing to kissing? Kissing is not like that. And as I'm ladies too. They have the stomach of a goat. Can we all read it and close? Want to go? For it was not possible for the blood of what? Bulls and to take away what? It was not possible. So if it didn't take it away, that means it covered it. It covered it. It didn't take it away. Hebrews 9:12. So I'm still talking about it is Good Friday, because God provided an eternal blood. Say eternal. That means that the blood of animals was what? Temporal. Oh. That is something when you're given a visa and it is 5 months. 5 months. Who could have waited 5 months? It will be 2 months. Look at them, 2 months. Come, maybe home. One of my sons got American visa. Oh, Apostle, I just want to see how things are then and return. 5 years in your mind, you. Oh, that's who you see. Why a bugger? I'm just going. Oh, the guy encouraged you. Oh, daddy, look at my shop is here. I cannot go and stay there. And then who's going to run a shop? So the way he encouraged us, I've gotten a pillar. You are the pillar that holds my life. Hey, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 1 year old. I just got a job. I just want to do it for some time, then push the money to the business and I'll return by 5 years till now. Can we read one to go? Don't forget, why is it Good Friday? Because animal's blood could not take away sins. It only covered it for some time. So every year you have to come and report yourself. You have to come and refresh that blood with another blood. And God said no. That's why he paid the debt. He did not owe. I owe the debt. I could not what? Remember, oh sorry. And come by this and cow come my uncle. It took one of the this is and this is another sin. Murder is another sin. It's a cabaret. Yamis on you could have Buddha. Only people put it on Buddha. So, with his own blood, go give me verse 11 quickly. So Christ has now become our high priest over all the good things that has that have come. He has entered the greater and more perfect tabernacle in heaven, which was not made by human hands. So he's talking about the Old Testament. The tabernacle the priest entered was made by human hands. But there's a more perfect tabernacle in heaven, which is more important to God than what is on earth. Say big amen. Which was not made by human hands, and it is not part of this created what? Now look at verse 12. Don't forget, what does the high priest do? The high priest goes on behalf of the people and makes atonement. That is, pleads before God on behalf of the people. So this girl who kissed a boy, and because of her kissing, God doesn't want to see her at all. If she gets closer, she will die. Uzzah tried to help the ark. She died. He died, sorry. So this girl can't come closer. She will need a high priest. So she will bring a goat. Lay your hands on the goat and confess. Give her the mic. Confess that you just kiss, you just watch pornography, Chinese porno, and then you end up with black American. Hey! Yes, confess all sort of sins.
I confess my sins.
The sins of kissing.
I confess.
The sins of fingering.
I confess.
The sins of clubbing.
Clubbing.
I confess.
The sins of watching pornography.
I confess
the sins of kissing the boy. I confess.
Your boyfriend, don't say a boy. My boy.
I confess the sin of kissing my boyfriend.
Which you are not meant to kiss. Add that one.
Which I was not meant to kiss. Yes, I confess the sins of stealing.
Stealing.
I confess.
That means you have been stealing. Hey. You don't continue. I'm catching you.
I confess the sins of cheating in exam.
The goat wants to collapse. The goat is saying this one is too hard. Are you okay, goat? Get me a mic for the goat. Get me a mic for the goat. Are you able to receive everything? After that, let me know which one gave you a headache as a goat. Receive it, goat.
This thing is too much for me to handle.
Yes, confess.
I confess the sin of snatching someone's boyfriend.
Tell it, don't forget, we are like Barabbas, notorious what? Criminals. So imagine this person wants to come and point his or her heart before God. But because of all these things, God says God doesn't want to see you at all. So God created a system, a high priest. And even the high priest, before he comes to God, he has to also purify himself with the blood. Even the high priest, before he enters the inner court, he has to wash the altar. He has to wash himself. Like Buddha. Brutalization. And they'll put on their garments and they'll enter. On your behalf. So before they enter, they have to rather purify themselves with the blood first. Because some of the high priests, like the sons of Eli, I'll not even say what they did. No more ma. The high priest. That's why Jesus is our great high priest. Because if your pastor is your great high priest, what about Mama, what about? So you realize that the high priest goes on behalf of us and atones. Father, forgive them. And we will pour in the blood.
that instead of focusing on them, it is the goat that kissed, it was the goat that stole, it was the goat that cheated, then God says, okay, I've seen blood. So instead of killing you, an animal has been killed already. So now God sees death, because before God, two lives cannot exist. It is only one life. That is why when we come into Christ, we are now one with Christ. There can be two lives. That's why if you are living a dual life, it is you are not born again. You can't have one leg in club because Jesus doesn't go to the club. You can't have one leg in your boyfriend's room because Jesus doesn't go there. Wherever Jesus doesn't go, you can't go. The moment you have a dual life, it means the life of Christ is not in you. So now, the high priest, the Bible says that, look at verse 11. How do we learn something new today? Now, Christ has now become our high priest. Don't forget, he has now become our what? Our high priest. But this high priest does not enter the holies of holies with the blood of animals. He enters there. And who is Christ? John 1:1. The reason why the blood... Can I show you why the blood of Jesus is powerful? Where is the communion? The reason why today's communion is so powerful is because it is a day we are going to activate the very life of God. Can Satan conquer God? Do you know that Jesus never fought with Satan? He never fought with Satan. No. The Bible rather says he made a free show. Do you get it? He didn't fight Satan. Jesus never fought Satan. Angels rather fought Satan in Revelation 12. It is below God to go and fight Satan. No. Angels dealt with it. Put it on the altar. In Revelation 12, the Bible says, and they defeated him. Who are they? The angels. And who do you know that angels could not even defeat Satan unless they use the blood of God? Look at John 1. There are many things I have to say. Look at John 1. Am I confusing somebody here? It's a blood. HIV will be cured today. Lambs will disappear today. Asthma will die today. Some of you have been marked with failure. It will be robbed away out of your life. And some of you, whatever Satan is labeling against you, and you are a fornicator, you are this, you are that, as you take the communion, he is washing it away. Sit down, let me close. Now, in the beginning, the word already what? Existed. The word was with what? And the word was? Verse 2. He existed in the beginning with God. Verse 3, quickly. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except, I'm talking about Jesus, and I'm talking about the power of the blood that was presented in the holies of holies in the new covenant. Don't forget, in the old covenant, he needed to present the blood of what? Animals. In the new covenant, he needed to present his own blood. But why is the blood of Jesus so powerful than the blood of animals? Because it's the blood of God himself. In the beginning was the word was of God, and the word was what? Good. And the word of God, huh? Verse 4, quickly. The word gave life. Verse 10. And he came into the very word. Who came? The word. Who is the word? When he came on earth, his name was Jesus. So, and the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So that word is Jesus. So in Hebrews, give me that Hebrew scripture again. Hebrews 9, verse 11. So Christ, which is the word, which is God, don't forget, has not become a high priest over all the good things that have come. He has entered the greater and more perfect tabernacle in heaven, which was not made by human hands. It was not part of the created world. Verse 12, quickly. With his own, not the blood of what? Goats and what? Calves. He entered the most what? Holy place. Once and for. That means after this, no animal's blood will be needed again. Why? Animal's blood were temporal. But this is the blood of the everlasting God. So it is speaking everlastingly. It is speaking everlasting. Do you know that? Can I say this? Do you know the moment you enter church, there's a blood that sprinkles on you? Oh, you don't know? Oh. Yes, okay. I'm up for the queen now. Ah, Karu say, I'm up for the queen. Yeah. Nobody knows what I'm saying. The Spirit of gossip can cause
Give me that scripture. That we have come to the blood of sprinkling. And to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things. Anytime we appear in Zion, there's a blood that sprinkles on us. Yeah. Give me my scripture again. Look at, with his own blood, I want you to go back. With his own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, he entered the most holy place once and for all time, secured our redemption. He redeemed us. Animal's blood spoke only 1 year, but Jesus' blood forever. Verse 13, quickly. 13. Under the old system, now look at, he's now comparing the new system and the old system. So under the old system, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of heifer could not cleanse people's body from the ceremonial what? Impurity. Just think of how much more the blood of Jesus will purify our conscience. So now in the old covenant, the blood only washes your body. But it could not enter your mind and purify your mind. So the reason why in this new covenant, whenever you're about to do something, there is a voice that speaks, that's the blood. It will be helpful, no. One artist have voice nibida. Who say if any be kasa chrem e wongo ana u katawano. E mo jam e kasa si jaipono he. Just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our conscience from what sinful what deeds. Because before our body acts, it is our mind that thinks it. So the blood goes to the mind and corrects the mind. It is not the outward. The blood of animals could not enter to correct. It would only cover the outward. So man went back sinning. But the blood of Jesus does not cover outside. It goes inside. Then corrects your mind. That's why anybody who genuinely encounters Jesus, they don't return back the same. Look at Acts chapter 12, Acts chapter 10. 9. When Saul, a murderer, met Jesus, did he go back? The woman at the well, when she met Jesus, did he go back? So anyone who claims to have met Jesus and still goes back to sin, you have not met him. Why? How much more the blood purify our conscience from sins, sin with this, so that we can worship what? That is why anytime you appear before God and there are thoughts, you condemn it with the blood. I condemn with the blood. I am not a sinner. There are thoughts that will let you know that, hey, who are here upon us? No, the blood has purified me. That's what the Bible says. They overcame him. Who is the him? The voice of the deceiver. The voice of the accuser. So one of the ways to overcome evil voices from your past is anytime. That's why Hebrews 4:16 says, let us come boldly to the what? Throne of grace. So boldly means that let us come because there is a blood speaking. Come boldly. There is a blood saying that you are forgiven. The blood of Jesus is not causing you. Now the blood of Abel is saying, Lord, avenge me. Somebody just killed me. Avenge me now. But the blood of Jesus is not saying avenge me. The blood of Jesus is saying forgive them. The blood is saying forgive her. Yes, she has committed abortion. There is a voice saying that God will not forgive you. But there is a blood saying I forgive you. Come boldly. Shout, I am forgiven by the blood. How many of you have seen the power of the blood? Hebrews 10. There are some of you, I can't say in the department again because I just committed abortion. That's the voice of Satan. It's called the voice of the accuser. Whenever you go to court, there is an accuser. No. She can't join the court. She just committed abortion. But there is a blood speaking before God. No, she's forgiven. No. She's forgiven. So that's why the Bible says we should come boldly because there's a better blood speaking. Look at your neighbor and say, there's a blood speaking for me. Hebrews 10:9. Then he said, sit down please. He said, look, I have come to do your will. He cancels the first and puts the second. So in this second covenant, we don't have to present anything on the altar because something great has been presented. The only thing you need to present is your body. Tell somebody, I presented myself. That is why in Romans 12, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, that you present your body, not a cow. A better lamb has already been presented. So the only thing you need to present for the blood to speak is your body. So, how many of you are getting it? Have I confused you? Clap for yourself, you're a good student. I'm trusting God to teach more. This one I'm raised and I'm trusting God. That one day grace comes, like Pastor always grace. I'm trusting God. See, hey. I'm talking about why it is Good Friday. Number two, right? It is Good Friday because God provided himself a lamb that was fit to take away the sins of the world. In the old covenant, we human beings provided ourselves. Hey. In the old covenant, we were providing ourselves the lambs. But in the new covenant, Jesus, God himself provided himself a lamb. Say big amen. John 1:36. It is Good Friday because God provided himself a lamb that was fit to take away the sins of this world. The perfect sacrifice for our sins. In the Old Testament, men provided a sacrifice from their head, that is their farm, which was a temporary sacrifice. But this time, God provided himself a sacrificial lamb that was more pleasing to him and fit for him. So look at this. When John saw Jesus, what did he see? Behold, the Lamb of God. That means before the Lamb of God came, we were presenting our lamb. But behold, this time around, we are not going to waste our animals again. Behold, the perfect Lamb of God. And when John baptized him, look at what God said. This is my beloved. This is one pleases me. The ones you've been bringing, it has never pleased me, but I've been looking upon you with mercy. But the one that will please me and make me forget about your sins and not remember them is the perfect blood. So, looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold, the Lamb of what? In the old covenant, we brought our lambs. We brought our goats. But in the new covenant, who brought it? Who brought it? Imagine you. Come. You see how you love the son? You don't love him? Then, ubiya kudi boniyo. Ubaya wase. Then, panisha ubano. Yeti ubiya kutumu. Ah, kwano. Ano, yu poche poche sa. So, as I said, it is Good Friday because God provided himself. He didn't say we should bring. We've been bringing it from the days of Genesis to the day his lamb came and said, no more lambs of human beings. I have provided myself what pleases me. We were bringing what we thought pleases God. But in the new covenant, he presented himself. Revelation 5:6. I see the blood dripping on somebody. On Tuesday, the Lord told me, anoint everybody with the blood. You remember? How many saw the power of God here? Anoint everybody with the blood. There was so much power. Hey! There was so much power. And tonight, that same power is here. Your amen is too weak. Read it. Want to go? Then I saw a lamb that looked as if it has been what? So that is the Lamb of God. Give me 1 Corinthians 5:7. It is Good Friday because God provided himself a lamb that was fit to take away the sins of the world. The perfect sacrifice for our sins. In the Old Testament, men provided a sacrifice from their head for their sins. But in the New Testament, God provided for himself a sacrifice that would please him. Wow. How many of you have a way of cooking your rice that when you cook it, it pleases you more? It is sweet in your mouth more than when your wife even cooks. Do you know that some men, when it comes to some food, they cook themselves? How many of you have some fathers, when it comes to certain food, they cook themselves? Oh, give me a way. Your father goes to the kitchen because when he's up at home, I'm ready, yeah. Ain't any day. No, there are some ladies, they like eggs. There's a way they like their egg that they can't buy from outside. So it doesn't mean that the outside egg is bad, though. Do you know what I'm saying? How many of you know what I'm saying? There is a way you like your indomie. That the people outside, no matter how best they are good at cooking, it will not fit your mouth because you like salt, but they don't like salt. How about I just said indomie? I'm even smelling indomie right now. How many of you have been there before? There is a way you like certain things. So though what is out there is not bad, but it doesn't fit you. So the same way, the animals were presented was not what actually pleased God. So God himself said, let me go to my head and provide for myself. My brother, though, shout glory to Jesus. Look at, get rid of the old yeast by removing. Now let's go to the highlighted part. God bless the Egypt. Christ, our Passover. Now, do you know the meaning of Passover? Exodus. When the angel of death was coming to kill anyone who marked their door with their blood. Now, it doesn't mean that those who were inside were clean. The death spirit or the spirit of death passed over because of the blood, not because of those inside. So we are not right because we are inside the tabernacle, but we are right because of what is outside. So look it, don't let anybody make you feel like once I'm on fire, sir. Maybe hell I won't more 5 hours. The woman who was fornicating didn't pray 5 hours, but Jesus stood for her. In the new covenant, it is not what you do, it is what he has done. Shout glory! Isn't that amazing? That in the new covenant, we actually accept, it's not, can I say this? In the new covenant, it is that you waiting at the restaurant, waiting for the food you have ordered for. You don't go to the kitchen. Jesus is at the kitchen. Just wait at the dining table, you'll be served. Now when you answer, can you say that you are the one who cooked it? Righteousness is a gift. Look at Christ, our Passover. That means that God passed over us. Instead of killing, entering the room and killing us, we have been marked with a certain blood. Can I show you how strong God's mercy is? God's mercy is so strong that when Cain killed Abel, he cried to God, Lord, people want to kill me. And God said, don't worry, I'll put a mark on you. That's how we got to know that even somebody killing his brother, God didn't want other people to kill him. Can I say this? If God didn't allow people to kill someone who killed his own biological brother, would God allow a witch to kill you? I thought you were going to say, by the blood I'm covered. Shout it again! Shout it again! Shout it again! Sit down. Then the Lord replied, no, I will give a 7, give me verse 14. Huh? If you know certain things, that consciousness, walking in it, that I suffer, many man, many man, Diana, me, O Yare, not Christo, Nina, Viaso, Okodanibia, Adi Obia Bovia, Kosia, Obit Machi, Obidia Bow, Koto Christian background. I'm not bragging, all. Ask him yesterday, ask him, what did I do yesterday? Media, me, I'm considering, you know. What did I do? I went to my prayer. I have my prayer corner. I bought communion wine, the small cup. They said, I was praying and I saw the pastor. Hey, I went and picked 6 bottles, 6 packs, small one, and I chop all the bread. Because I can't sprinkle the bread. I chop all the bread on there. This and like this one, son. And I said, my bow to I'm talking to you, it is still there now. I'm not cow so in a clean and cow to see me to see back no more than a source of. Then when he was in his room, I on the light. Let me cover you because you are staying with me. I covered him too. My egg, everything has been covered. Look at. You have banished me from the land and from the press, from your presence. You have made me a homeless wanderer. Anyone who finds me, this is a killer. God is merciful. See, Obia wakunia, Obia wakunia. It's Obu pe wakunia. Adi se usu chenga me usu che. Eh, uch. Bamita simi chelo. Uche mo bi kunia. Ne bakono the person can repent. See, on. What did you know? Ma benfo bi kunia. Obu maso praise you. Asori bi. Now the oil of goodness. Shout out all that him. I say, you have banished me from the land and from your presence, and you have made me a homeless wanderer. Now let's see if God really made him a homeless wanderer. From the day God placed a mark on him, he was no longer homeless. So when God shows you mercy, no matter what people think of you, he changes it. Can I say this? You may have committed 100,000 abortions. The moment you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, he imputes his rights. And can I say this? When God sees you, it's as though you have never sinned before. That's how God sees you. That is why the Bible says we should come out boldly. Because there is a blood God has killed on your behalf. The sins God could have killed you for, he has killed his son for it. So come. Whatever God told you that God will not forgive you because you did this, you did that. God says he has killed his son for that. So come. Don't let any voice tell you that God will not forgive you. He has forgiven you. I know you slept with somebody's husband. God has forgiven you. So he sees you as Jesus. Why? If we're a girl. So you are Jesus Lynn. Look at Jesus Lynn and say, hey, girl. Can I, and how many people are enjoying the word? Shout, I love you, Jesus. Men God say, for everything, God say, yes, you are, mommy. Then the Lord replied, I know. Look at no. For I will give now. God, why are you defending a killer? Obi wakuninia. Onona ba wose yesu. I will say hi. You would rather give a sevenfold punishment to anyone who kills you than the Lord put a mark to warn anyone who may try. Now let's see when he left. Look at verse 16. The Paul say, I'm homeless. Verse 16. So Cain left the Lord's presence and settled in east of what? Look at the next verse. Cain had what? Obi awoku obi unya unzi obi da. Obi awoku obi unya obi obi unya unya unya. Ahoto wo timsi ebo atoba. Cain had a sexual relationship with his. He was not married then. When he became a killer, he was not married. After God showed him mercy, he found a wife. Can I say this? You may have been cheating with somebody's husband. The moment you come to the altar, an essay has taken place. God kills Jesus on your behalf, and it will shock you. All those who that you don't have a good marriage, they will come to your wedding. I'm going out. You don't need to preach. I'm going out. I'm not supporting nonsense. I'm letting you know that the moment repentance is to change, the moment you genuinely change, have hope that you have a new life. God will not repay you by what you have done. He is not like that. If he did not repay Cain by what he did, is it you in the new covenant that he will repay you? Sit down. Cain had sexual relations with his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. And Cain, don't forget, he said, I'll be a homeless what? Wanderer. But the homeless wanderer founded a city. How can somebody who says he's a homeless person now become a founder of a city? Why? When God shows you mercy, he restores you. And today, by the blood, may the Lord show you mercy. Mercy means restoration. May the Lord show you mercy. Who say Uba? It's Abel. I'm an Okami Okuno. But in Miano, Odie. Sit down. Can I close? John 1:29. So it is a good Friday because God provided himself a more perfect blood, not the blood of animals, the blood of the lamb. Look at the next day, John saw Jesus coming towards and said, look. Can I say this? Once people saw Jesus as a carpenter's son, John with the prophetic eyes said, behold, what we have been waiting for finally. We are no longer going to waste our animal blood, but we are not going to test a blood to end. I said, look, the Lamb of God. So, people saw Jesus and thought this is a carpenter's son. But John, who is a prophet, saw in the spirit and said, he is not a carpenter's son, he is the Lamb of God. That takes away. Listen, in the old covenant, animal's blood covered sin. Jesus' blood takes sin. That is why, can I say this? Stand up. When you die and when you go to heaven, God is not going to judge him by the sins he has committed. It has already been judged. When Jesus died, he judged the sin. That's why he killed Jesus. You are meant to go to hell. So when Jesus died, he went to hell on your behalf. So you, when you die now, you are not going to hell. You are going to heaven. No, he's not going to hell. Anyone, let me say this. But the, I told you about, I sent somebody a link to listen to a message. A man of God went to heaven recently. He died for ours. He died for ours and went to heaven. I'm not joking. This is a real Bishop Otis said it. His pastor friend died for ours. And when he died, he came out of his mouth. Like his soul came out of his mouth. He said the moment he was taken up, he said when he turned to the earth became like baller. We asked him, he ate him now. He said, there's a coconut I need to buy him. I said before, he became like baller. Then two angels came to escort him. And the angels looked at him and said, he said he's married with two kids. I was telling Mr. Lucy and the wife yesterday that we should maximize every time to preach and teach and win souls. Because when we die, what will matter in eternity will not be the amount of... Do you know that the man of God said when he died, he didn't even remember that he has a wife and children. He said the angels looked at him and asked him, are you ready to meet your Lord? And the next thing that occurred to him was, have I done the will of God he sent me for? On earth, marriage is to engage you so that you can focus. In heaven, there is no marriage. You have never prayed for any soul. The man of God said he is married with the kids. When he died, he didn't think about his children. The angels looked at him and said, are you ready to meet your Lord? And Bishop Otis said, another man of God died. And when he also died, that man of God was a workaholic in a lot of economy. He worked hard. Then another person had an encounter and met that man of God in heaven. And he said he thought in heaven he would be in a certain class, zone B, but he was taken to zone C. I see Ashina. Meanwhile, he was a workaholic, but he was talking to zone C. What maybe if there's any letter aside than Z, maybe you may be there. So nobody will go to hell because of sin, because Jesus took it away. But in heaven, many are in heaven, but they are not happy. Do you know why? The zone where they are not being seen. They are not closer to God. Yesterday, I was in prayer and I called Mr. Lucy and his wife on video call. I've never called them on video call. When I called, I was giving them a prophetic word. Because when you die now, I'm telling you, your wife will be crying. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? I'm telling you. Now that thing has been in my mind. That's why now, Gaza, I'll be there on Monday, Tuesday, I'm here, Wednesday, this, that. Because I realized that thing, no, me, sin has been judged, so I'm not going to hell. Oh, that one bad there. So that's why you have to be bold and walk about with the consciousness that you are born again, you are right before God. God has judged sin in Christ. Christ has paid it. It's one thing I make of you. But now, you may owe God when you go before him. God will ask you, the time I gave you on earth, you live 74 years, what did you do for me? What did you do for me? So we have the judgment seat of Christ and we have the white throne judgment. Don't forget, the white throne judgment is when God judges those whose names are not found in the book of Christ. That means those who did not accept Jesus. Now, when you refuse not to accept Jesus, it simply means that you can pay for the debt of sin you owe God. Can you pay? Have you realized that it's a Good Friday? Look at the neighbor and say, it is good. John 10:10. Okay, 1 Peter 3:18. Why is it Good Friday? It is Good Friday because the Lamb of God took our place, went through what we should go through, and became sin, so that we through him can become the righteousness of God. 1 Peter 3:18. Can we all read? Want to go? Christ suffered for our once. That's the good news. He suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned, but he died for what? Sinners. To bring you what? He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life. Am I talking to somebody? So it is Good Friday because we are reminded that Jesus, the Lamb of God, who is God, took our place, went through what we should go through, and became sinful us so that we can become the righteousness of what? God. Revelation 5:9. Is it raining? Oh, then today there's something good will come into your life. I'm not joking. I said something good will be breaking forth into your life. Today is good for Friday, may God surprise you with something good. If you did not do anything to be born again, there is a possibility today you not do anything for God to give you a miracle. But out of His mercy, He's giving you a miracle. I just felt in my spirit financial breakthroughs. Financial limits are broken. Financial doors are open. Jump and shout, I receive it. Sit down. Look at Revelation 5:9. And they sang a new song with this verse: you are worthy to take the scroll, break its seals and open it. For you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed your people for God from every tribe and everyone. Yeah. So why is it a good news? It is a good news because we are reminded that Jesus, the Lamb of God, took our place. Look at your neighbor and say, you were a Jesus lamb or Jesus why? Romans 5:8. I'm closing. How many are learning something today? How many understand salvation? Why it is Good Friday? I'm going to give you one last bullet. Look Romans 5:8, not 18, 8, 8, 8. But God showed us, look at this. God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die whilst we were still at. So some of you, once you were giving somebody doggy, Christ was dying for you. Once you were stealing, He died for you. But the moment you accept that you were a sinner and somebody paid the price, do you continue to sin? I mean, where we are there? Anna, nyame hu mbo amu bia be ti wefu prison uko ya sa ko bia de uko ba obiam obia si obi o se be gemen number eh obi number 10 aro oji mi do tina na ba church ana. It, why is it Good Friday? It is Good Friday because we were dead in our sins because of the wages of sin and far from God. But God, through Jesus, took our place of death and died on the cross so that through His death, we can have life. Romans 6:23. Why is it Good Friday? It is Good Friday. It is Good Friday because we were dead. Look at the neighbor and say, you were dead. Because of sin. And you were far from God. And God, through Jesus, took your place of death and gave you His place of life. Now we were born in you, Anna. There be usa kadi meche. Now we were born in you, Anna. Nyame hu mo born in the door. Oma umi ni umi yoni nti no. Oba be wu e wu anan kese wu. Seneba obe nyantiya obe nyang kwa nkwa na yefre dan kwa nyame kwa no. Nkwa aye nyame kwa ne dema no. Nsa nyame ni be wu e wu a wu ni payose wu. Anna ni wu mu no odi ni kwa mau. Iti akose be wu e ze so oma yini bofu mabu. Kadi meche. Iti me wu e nkwa ba wu ni nkwa. It's me who now say so. It's no. Ute. I saw another microphone. It's no. For the wages of sin is death. I don't trust him. For the wages of sin is what? Death. But the free gift of God is what? So when Christ died, He died in my place because I have sinned. So He became sin. And when He died, He gave me His life. So many of us were dead in many sins and we were brought closer to God through the death of Jesus. Say big amen. Amen. Am I wasting your time? 2 Corinthians 5:21. This is one of the powerful scripture. Today's teaching is not sprinkling oil. May tell our dear nursing. May do Good Friday. One for both. And continue to boys, I bet you talk. Look at, for God made Christ, who never was, to be offering for our, so that we could be made. So it is Good Friday because Christ became death and we became life. And one, God made Christ, who never sinned, to be offering for our sin, so that we could be made right. Look at your neighbor and say, it is good because God made Jesus an offering for our sins. So that we can get closer to God. That's why some of you, you are born to be about what you are doing. I'm going to go to the house. 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 I'm going to Ephesians 2:13. Hey, sorry. 2 Corinthians 5:18. My last point, then we close. And all of us, look at, and all of this is a gift from now. When somebody asks you, this is one of the scriptures, that's a powerful scripture. Or see, and all of this is a gift from what? God. Who brought us? So in the new covenant, we don't do anything to be closer to God. He does everything to bring you closer. Are you getting what I'm saying? It is not your 21 days fast that will make you closer to God. It is not your 2 days dry. So stop acting as though and now fasting have been a chest of a ben yami otom. Bible says, it's a great grace. And all of this is a gift. Na ye nyina fru onyankopon a en a onam Christo. What else is he is all? Who is Spanish? Eji na making guy. King guy.
Na ye nyina fru onyankopon a onam Christo so. Apata ache ye afam ne ho. Na ode ikabom som jumedi amaye no.
Mm. Na ye nyina fru onyankopon onga say fru faster. One can say if you trust that one set, and I want to say trust that one quite heavy. But the Samson from, but I'm going to swag as a video. And yet we got with one show. I see, yeah, you know, then you know, and quite a union nerve in your meal hole. If you trust that one show, if you trust that one show, it's if I would get in your crystal room, and you accept the end, I'm going to get in, and I'm going to get in. I'll come and preach in the cheese service very soon. Say big amen. Kato bi se dan kwa e nyame a che de ode a che wo. Eh, aso mo ko na me so fro huma na. Trust am se mo ko ko bu sem jim. A de obi so da na o ma mo se trust na obi sem ni. O na so no da e ba de Jesus Christ aka e na wo. O se na ye nyi na fro Yakobon. Every trust a obi se, every week a obi se. We nyi na fro why ho. E fro mi da e so mu. Adia me kobu sendi na omo mo se be omo department. Hey! Ai, wo bo aso a, ese se tokra gogo me be fam, wo kobu sendi a, ona gogo me fam. Ana I me call, bo fo no de me call, me kobu department. Na me call omo no ma se so many. No come o kem, no me je eje ne so many no. Na se. Me kwa bin na afi so ase, fish e free fa. Apatre fi fa. Koto e free fa. And to me, every man, it is a man, it's a wigger, a man, meaning so. Christ, what you, because Christ, what you mean? What you, now what you mean? No, it is a good Friday because we are reminded that, look at. We are reminded that we couldn't have gotten closer to God by our animal sacrifice, which was not a perfect sacrifice, but a temporary sacrifice. But God, who is pure and holy, became the perfect lamb and took upon him the sins of the world and crucified it on the cross. Ephesians 2:13. You see, and then point even be a man of scripture. Now you intimate Benjamin. Yeah. Yeah, they meant to be Pia said the Benjamin, it's me Benjamin. But now you have been united with Christ. Once you were what? Far away from God. But now you look at this. I want you to understand that salvation is a gift. It's not about what you do. Or say once, you were once far away from God. But now you have been brought. Who brought you? Christ. It's not about what you did. Don't let any man of God, and most of you be under that, say, we say we are, Uncle Heaven, and I say, nothing is ready to say, a boobie, it's a son of a woman. So, a winner, hey, it's a Christo, yeah, Christo didn't move at all. Trouser, it's a rook of Muslim. Trouser. Now, the many from us today. Yes, but not a trouser, not a skirt. I can be preaching and I can see how I'm here say. Hebrews 10:19. You have been brought closer, near to him through what? The blood. Yes, more than I do have been me. And then what I want said. And then when you want come. And I want to when you want to have rabbos. And I'm wreck. The person I know a boom like who is a thousand because what is so big? Scriptures are me quoting now. What is said? The obey and the man for the and the Christo here. It's a good Friday because Christo did not want myself for their mouth. They now want to meet Christo by their mouth. And it's a good Friday about your bed. Damn, I say, ah. Bonnie, yes, me into a car. Why wouldn't the bonnet? What be the bonnet? What be wood said? Odi bonnet to send me. Wa on boy jamanda but wa be wa ma jamabo 47 mo enye me omo mo se me wo me bo na me ni men ka wa. So dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of what? Because of the skirt, because of your wig. Eh mame katawuti wate woni mo nyamu katawuti okonya mi na se katawuti wate katawuti do so no kata. Focus on sorry, boy. Now, my people are going to cut out. Oh, but I say, till if there's any scripture you forget, don't forget this one. I say, so dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's what? The only place where only high priests were supposed to enter. Now, all of us can enter. Why? Because on the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. That means all the traditions, all the things we could have been doing to both. Oh, come on. I thought you were going to clap better. I say, why? Ask your neighbor, how can I enter the most holy place? Serve by the blood. Can I give somebody a prophecy? If we enter heaven's most holy place by the blood, then it means no embassy can bounce you. No place can bounce you. By the blood, I break protocols. By the blood, I open international doors. Enter places by the blood. Enter doors by the blood. Enter first class by the blood. You are building by the blood. You are rising by the blood. You are employed by the blood. I plead the blood against gates. Your gates are open.
Sit down, let me close. Keep standing.
Hebrews 9:12. Thank you, Jesus. Papa, keep this one there. I say, so dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven, most holy place, because the blood. You can enter there. You don't need, that's where this part, let me show you the truth. You don't need me as a pastor before you can get to God. And I'm a person who be a odori or sunsum or dori. Me as radia. Me person for oh no na. If that's what the prophet says, we prophesy in part and we see in part. So whatever a prophet prophesies to you is a part of what God has. It's a part of your life, not the fullness. No prophet can tell that they know everything. It's a lie. It's a lie because I myself, a prophesy, I only tell you what God is telling me. So that means that if God has not told any prophet anything, then you must go to God yourself and ask him, Father, what do you have for me in 2026? Father, in the month of April. I say, so dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood. So you can wake up, Makato Bakara, I plead the blood. The moment you plead the blood, you know the funny thing? You are transported straight to God. Not to angels, straight to God. Then you ask him, Father, my marital life, Father, my traveling. You have entered all the protocols you should have gone through. Jesus has gone through it for you. So that is why I tell you, when we close, come to the altar. Come boldly. Don't let anything stop you. Man of God, do you know what I've done? No! Come boldly because there is a blood speaking for you. So when we close, we come by the blood of Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus. We come by the blood of Jesus. Hey! We come by the blood of Jesus. Hey! Keep standing. Let me close. Do you know why I'm teaching so long? Me pesa wote ya sida wote nyami ya sese Good Friday. Obi said that the name kwato. Ondi boni da, but we said the obi di boni. That's why it's called Good Friday. It's good because Adamo, aye da go obi be you free importunity. Na seke wo ye de wo se baby, but obi be tu asa kan tenyo abi for one se obi. Nipa ye de ne se wo ondi boni da wo de di boni. Wo na nke seke de wo se wo, but obi de no wo man sa for there. Wo de minister wo di boni, but wo de mufa me me se wo. Mufa me me se wo. Yes, Christ, on your for sin, or the nepe and the tall. Or say, I lay my life down for them. Look at Jesus. Do you know what I'm preaching there? As soon as be, Papa, and the man is smiling on us. Do you know why? He is so glad that I'm making you appreciate what he did on the cross willingly. Willingly. He did it willingly. No man forced it. But see, I lay my life down and I take it back. Me na me pen abide me kwato o ma am. Na nka e say am to bun say because unchantro da. Afi unchantro. Unchantro afi. Unja me kwa me ntro. Have the memo evidence. Me tumra me chebe dia me tun. And anya za na ebu no. Un se ntro da. Ka wo ke se ke se wo e kokko say ka bedu bun say e hun from abesh.
Oh, kwama. Ordinary, more than
look at this. The last point. Why is it Good Friday, Amos? Why is it Good Friday? The last point. It is Good Friday because Jesus willingly, he willingly went to the cross. And look at what happened. He was bruised, rejected, killed for a crime he didn't commit, but for a people who committed that crime. When we are there that by your bonus crown for one boy German that by your bonus German for you. When they attempt that by your bonus will be over the attempt. One help no that by your bonus will be over the no. No one said the yeah and conform me about my pono as I'll pony the moko bonsem dinto or your bonus pro BAB. And can I shock you? Do you know what the Holy Ghost is telling me? They beat him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Do you know why? In the future, any part of the body that will be used to commit to sin, he has paid that price for that. It is when in a debo a jamaya, yeah, for no money can you chum a father nim. Sandy Bia said when nim and when Nicosia Muba Jamaica or the near Tiaka. Say I want sa your bonny samutokro. Say I wanna your bonny namutokro. Say ne say you and before you go on he was stripped naked so that when you are naked on somebody's bed and because of that nakedness you are meant to go to hell. He was stripped for that nakedness so that you'll be shown mercy. And today may you be called mercy. Look at, no man taketh from me, but I lay it down. I have power to lay it down and power to pick it. So the last point, Jesus is Good Friday because Jesus willingly. Obeka says, "So for me, can me am umpire there be? Me pesa what tia say the Christo be your mouth. Now who call the ninja a bros be be free? I say ah. Ni pa on di bone, ni ameti bone. Wabeti mi be bone. Ama mi mi di eduaba ayeta anko eduaba." Ready. Who are you born under? Huh? Okay, who are you blue from that? What's that for you? Blue from that? How many of you know that if not for Jesus, all of us should not be standing here? And cancer. Okay. Romans 3:23. Chorus says, I'm more flat than say, then I'm going to change your book. I'm going to be, and no man form a numa, I'm going to be 20. And no man form a numa. Can we be over? Would a cow say what are the black carana if we are the cats? Mojana cursa, Amaqua for nothing. Won't yes, a party. I can't know what they can say. Anna, you are great. You do miracles. What's up for this? Look at the wages of sin is what? But the free gift of God is what? Romans 3:23. Junior, hacker, hey, light. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Junior, read, somebody should read Isaiah 53, verse 3. Death could not hold you. Hey, who's that? Sorry, my MP. Preach it, didn't say. But I'm passing by 30 minutes on my phone. Sharp. Now they are going to go to one. We'll be going to go for 3 days. So, Friday, no, I resurrected Sunday. No, about Monday. No, Saturday is soon after 12 hours. So, I'm going to go to you. But two women said, Yes, read it.
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3. He was despised and rejected.
He was despised. How do you realize that sin can make you be despised? So, in the last point, it is Good Friday because he willingly went through what we should be going through. Willingly. So, number one, he was what?
Despised and rejected.
So, despised and rejected.
A man of sorrows.
A man of what?
Acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our back on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weakness he carried. It was our sorrow he weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God. A punishment for his own sin. But he was...
But see, we thought... Which verse is that?
NLT.
Which verse?
Verse 4.
Yet it was our weakness he... It was our sorrows that weighed him. And we thought it was... We thought his troubles were the punishment from what? A punishment from his for his own what? Verse 5. When they used to call Mao. But he was what? Was he pierced because he sinned? Because of we rebel. It's rebellion. Nanya mean piercing. God should have been piercing us for our rebellion. But the more we rebel, the more God pierced him. So the Bible says he was pierced for our what? And he was crushed for our sin. So whatever God should have laid on you as punishment, he laid it on him. Look at, he was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be what? So if you are sick today, you are going to be made whole. See, but see, he was pierced, number one. Nyame said that made the pian ewo no. Number two, nyame ebu bu no. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten. Ebro ebu ni nyina asem ye be wo wo beto. It is a yari bi se uno mpenye juma and now ufa yesu moja na ayarisa ayawodi asisiya. Your genotypes will change today. Your lungs are disappearing today. Your migraines are healed today. Today is your healing day. I said today is your healing day. As we take the communion, you are healed from every infirmity. I see candidiasis. The Lord is healing you in the name of Jesus. He was pierced, crushed, beaten, so that we could be made what? Whole. He was whipped, so we could be what? So twice. He was beaten, so that you could be made whole. Means no sickness, no trace of sickness. So if you are sick, this is a scripture for healing. You take it. Ah! He was pierced for my rebellion. Maybe Bonnie bin and Medina and Yamidi Sadi Rachel Mekadia. Now you should. So he was pierced for my rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be made. He was whipped so that we could be. Look at verse 6. All of us like sheep have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us. Yeah, born there, you didn't have me teaching a man. Ah, Nyameso di chene kan wankasa. Menyeshe or jitum. So it is Good Friday because he accepted a sin he didn't commit. It's Good Friday. Lift up your hands.
Woo ye mami. So surrecha. He chapa. Tumira. Woo ye mami.
scriptures. This is a perfect song.
Yeah.
Come on. I want you to express your love for all our sin. You were a sinner from your mother's womb. David said, sin did my mother conceive me. You were sin from your mother's womb. But Jesus came. Jesus came. We couldn't have paid the debt. The blood of animals didn't pay it, but the blood of Jesus. Lift up your hands and thank Him. Thank Him. Good Friday is a moment of reflection. It's a moment of remembering what He did.
for you. You may think you are not worth it, but God says you are welcome because He has pinned your sins on somebody else. Now, every eye closed. If we are here, you are not born again. You want to say, Pastor Charles, I've now realized that I'm a sinner. David said, sin, in sin did my mother conceive me. Bonimu na yenyene ho. Etu enye bonin cha say, where did be? And I say, where be? No. Adam imparted sin into all humanity. And another man came to take sin. But one way you can be clear and be clean is you must be washed with the precious blood. And you can't be washed with the blood when you have not accepted that you were a sinner. I want you to lift up your hands. If you are here like that, you want to declare, you have realized that no, I need to declare Jesus. Give me a waiver, let me pray for you. You want to declare Jesus. This is the best day. When somebody asks you, what is your best day? You tell them it was the good day. It was the good Friday. I gave my life to Christ. That was the beginning of a new life. Give me a waiver. Let me pray for you. I'm counting up to 10. You want to read that? You want to surrender your life to Jesus. You want to receive Him as your Lord and personal Savior. 1, 2. Just wave and come to me. Don't look at anybody. Wave and come to me. 1, 2. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They will just shout, Jesus, I'm grateful for what you did on Calvary. Thank you for taking my place and giving me your place. In Jesus' mighty name. Say big amen. Amen. How many of you now have been enlightened about Good Friday? Celebrate Jesus. Listen. Please, I know today is Friday. We know because I'm going to be dressed here, PM boy. True of us. The best place to spend your Easter is in church to hear about Jesus. Who is the reason for the season? Jesus. So why are you going to a club? You are wasting your life. For 3 days, I didn't step out. I was just enjoying God. It's not for today being Friday. I won't go anywhere. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm so enjoying it.
God bless you for listening to this message. May your life never be the same as you have connected to the Word of God through His servant, Pastor Charles Sinyaba. Connect with the man of God on Facebook and Instagram as Sinyaba Charles.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233-26767-6055, +233-26767-6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.